This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brian Westbury, former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. He's now chief economist for First Trust Advisors, located just outside Chicago. He's also the author of the brand new book, It's Not As Bad As You Think, Why Capitalism Trumps Fear and the Economy Will Thrive. We want to get his thoughts on the performance of the $787 billion stimulus package, passed exactly 1 year ago today. And now, of course, the president and vice president and the economic team of the White House touting its merits 365 days later. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's great to be with you.
Two very different stories on this stimulus package. Brian, you have the Democrats and the administration saying that this has saved our economy and now we're heading in the right direction. Republicans saying that this has been a disaster and just a huge addition to our debt. Is one of them predominantly right, or is the truth somewhere in the middle?
Well, I would argue that that if you really go back and look at that stimulus package, there was very little in the way of direct stimulus immediately. We took some money from taxpayers and from bond buyers, and we gave it away in tax, very small tax cuts to some people. And there was the Cash for Clunkers program, which caused car sales to go up. But the bottom line is a lot of it hasn't even been spent yet. You know, remember we were talking about those shovel-ready projects, but you know, a lot of them have yet to start. And so I would argue that when you go back and look, the unemployment rate was a lot lower when that was passed. It's a lot higher today. And I would argue that the impact was negative, that in a sense, it actually forestalled an economic recovery because when the government gets involved, it just shifts resources from one hand to another, rather than actually doing anything that boosts growth.
Brian, that's probably hard to speculate precisely, but what do you think the economy would be doing right now without the stimulus package? We were told back then that the unemployment rate might get higher than 8%, which obviously it did, but where would we be without the stimulus plan?
I'm kind of an interesting argument here, and that is that we are in recovery today. However, it's not because of the stimulus package. And the economy would be stronger and the unemployment rate would be lower if we had not passed that stimulus package. And let me kind of tell you what I mean by this, Greg, and that is, so we have Cash for Clunkers. We spend $4 or $5 billion taking some cars off the road, helping people buy other cars. It was a boon to the auto industry. It was a boon to anyone who was able to get cash for their clunker. However, all of the money that was spent for that was taken from other people. It was either taxed or borrowed out of other sectors of the economy. So one way to think of this is that, yes, someone in Detroit has a job because of Cash for Clunkers, but there is a hairdresser in Seattle, Washington, and a software programmer in Fargo, North Dakota, who don't have jobs because we took money out of other parts of the economy. And when you put all of this together, as the government gets bigger, the economy actually grows more slowly. So it's hard to see. It's the difference between the seen and the unseen. You know, we can see the help to the auto industry, but we can't see where the money came from and the damage that it did. But we know it exists, and I would argue that we would have stronger growth and lower unemployment if we didn't have that stimulus package.
Brian, once this remaining money from the original stimulus plan is spent, do you see that having a positive effect or just continuing the negative effect?
Yeah, see, the thing here is if you look at the scene, if you look at, you know, the roads that are being built, the bridges, the jobs that are created, the windmills that are put up, all of the things that were part of that package, you can say, look, this money has created a job, created a bridge, helped fix a road. But the problem is that what we don't see is where that money came from and what doesn't happen. What I do know over time is that the bigger the government is, the small, by definition, the smaller the private sector is. If you look at Europe, where government is a lot larger than in the United States, they've had 8, 9, 10% unemployment for decades. Today, we're at 10% unemployment. We're seeing the unemployment rate fall, but there is no way that it will fall back to 5% or 4.5% where it was before our financial crisis. It won't do that as long as government is big. And that's one of the things that this stimulus bill did. It permanently increased the size of government, and that will be damaging to our economy in the longer run.
Brian, of course, as you know, there's talk of a second stimulus plan. This one, as far as how it's described, would extend more credit to business owners, allow more local banks to get in the action here, and allow the credit lines to be loosened up a little bit. Is that smart, or is it just time for the government to step aside, and this might not actually do that much?
Yeah, I've looked at the second stimulus, and by the way, it's not getting anywhere in Congress, and part of the reason is it's very poorly designed. If you really wanted to stimulate the economy, the way to do it is to tell business owners that they're not going to be forced into a national health care plan, that taxes will not be going up dramatically in 2011. One of the damaging things we have today is the uncertainty of government's role in the economy. And there are many people in Washington who want to increase that role dramatically, and I think that causes businesses to pull back. The way to get small businesses to step out, to take risks, to be entrepreneurial, is to give them a more certain environment. So I don't think they should be talking about a second stimulus. In fact, the economy is improving. It's going to be a very strong economy this year, no matter what happens. But we can help guarantee that by not trying to pass another stimulus bill.
Is there any legislation that would help, or is this just a time for government to step back?
Yeah, I think they've done too much. I mean, if you look back, TARP has been fully repaid. I still believe, and this opens a can of worms, but if we would have just changed the mark-to-market accounting rules in 2008, we never would have had the crisis that we had. We wouldn't have had to pass TARP. If you look at the size of government, it's grown from 20% of GDP, one out of every $5, to 26%. That's more than one out of every $4. We have seen the government explode. The only time it's even come close to growing this much in recent history was during World War II. It didn't grow this much during Vietnam. It didn't grow this much during the Great Society programs. This is a massive expansion in government. It causes uncertainty. It squeezes out the private sector. It leads to higher unemployment and slower growth. That's the kinds of things that we ought to avoid. So I think the government's done more than enough, in fact, too much, and they should literally, I think the best thing for them to do today is stop. Let the system work.
Brian, very interesting. Thanks as always for your insight.
Well, thank you, Greg. Great to be with you.
Same here. Brian Westbury, former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. He's also a chief economist now for First Trust Advisors in Lyle, Illinois. His new book is called It's Not As Bad As You Think, Why Capitalism Trumps Fear and the Economy Will Thrive. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.